Welcome back. The last time we spoke to Ottawa Valley painter Jill Alexander, she was doing something really unique and beautiful in support of Ukraine. She was auctioning off 8 unique sunflower paintings. The sunflower, being the national flower of Ukraine, has become a symbol of peace and solidarity for the war-torn country. All the civilians that have lost their lives as a result of the Russian invasion. We wanted to bring Jill back onto the station and onto CTV because now this Ottawa Valley artist is doing more, launching the second online auction to support children of Ukraine. Welcome back, Jill.
Thank you, Christy.
This is really wonderful what you're doing. Tell our listeners what you're getting involved in this time. How does it work?
Well, we have Sunflowers for Ukraine Art Auction number 2. This time it's 35 paintings. And I needed help big time, so I put a call out to some artist colleagues and to art students, and they just descended on my studio. They're from Ottawa, Armprior, Renfrew, even Prescott and Maitland. So they've all come to collaborate. So there's 35 paintings. There's 2 themes, the sunflowers again, but also we've added A United We Stand, and that represents the people of Ukraine. So each painting has sunflowers still worked into the theme, but you will see that it's a community of people standing in love and determination, and each painting's a little different. We've had to really add a lot of joy to our paintings. All the ladies, there's 14 of us, we decided that to express our love and the importance it was to us to make a difference. We've spread a little joy onto each painting. So joy means fine artist glitter. They're beautiful.
That must have been heartening to get that response, that so many people wanted to get involved. Now you're going to put these up. And 100% of the proceeds, as I understand, in the original artwork, we're going to the Voices for Children Foundation. Tell us about that charitable organization.
Yes, this organization provides psychological care for the children. They also help with bringing people out of the country to safe places. But it's unimaginable what everyone is going through. But the children, my goodness. I think of my 3 grandchildren, and I just can't even conceive of what this is all about. The reason for auction number 1 was because I was expecting, my son and daughter-in-law were expecting their second baby, so our 3rd grandchild, and it was right at the same time of the maternity hospital bombing, and that was just horrific, and it was way too close to home, and that is how auction number 1 started.
Mm. Yeah. As you see it show up and you think about your own life, you think about, what if this were me? What if this were my family? What if Canadians were going through this? It's hard not to see those parallels, and it's hard not to consider what life would be like. It's just a complete atrocity. There are no words. I think this is really wonderful. When are these going to be going up? Are they already up?
They're already up. The auction started Monday at noon. It ends tomorrow, Saturday at 6 p.m. Just as I've been sitting here, I keep checking my laptop and refreshing, and it's very exciting. Right now, we've made a jump of $500. We're up to $4,777 right now. Actually, let me refresh it. We're at 4777. So that's a jump of $500 in the last few minutes. And that is on one painting that began at $50, and it jumped from $110 to $600. Isn't that amazing?
Sounds like people are eager to support this. People can find that auction link on your website, jillalexander.ca. Thank you so much for coming back on. Best of luck, Jill.
Thank you very much.
Jill Alexander, Ottawa Valley artist, round 2 of her fundraiser for the children of Ukraine.